Tuesday night, Chov Salvav Shir, or Leches Elul. And we're learning Shar HaTshuva.
Perek Aleph.
Aleph is about, you know, the mahus of tshuva. What is the definition? What exactly does it mean? The Omar Beber mahus of tshuva, the last few lines of Reish Tezayin, page Reish Tezayin. V'hu she'inyan ha'tshuva hitikun ha'odom l'mishmas Hashem achar. Achar she you're returning to the path of obedience. That's what you're returning to. Tikun Odom Lemishmas Hashem. Achar she yotzo mimenu v'to'obo. Umilui mashechosa lo mimeno. That's a chiddush. Milu Mashachosu Lomimeno means there's a reason why he fell off in the first place, the reason why he strayed. We say the word strayed, why he strayed from the path of Avodas Hashem. It's really, I mean, the whole concept is he's saying you're returning to a Mahalach HaChayim, to whatever degree, even if you did one Aveira, to whatever degree you did one Aveira, but you strayed from the path of listening to Hashem. You went off. Maybe you didn't go off totally. You didn't get lost. But you stepped off, took a little detour. So you're back on that path. And you did a pu'ula. The pu'ula was done. Now you're back on the maslul. You go back to the maslul of I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm listening to Hashem. And this is a chiddush, really. You realize why you fell off in the first place, and you do something that it won't happen again, or that presumably it won't happen again. Umilui mashechoser lo mimenu imachmas. Now he says there's many reasons why a person could be chote. Imachmas iyidiyoso es Hashem v'sugim mishmato, could be ignorance. We're not going into how evil a person he is, or how terrible he is. We're just saying you're not on the path of listening to Hashem. That could either be because you're ignorant, you don't know what Hashem said, you don't know enough, you don't know what Hashem said, the suge mishmato and the different types of things he said, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. V'yeh machmas is gabrus yitzro al sichlo. You know, the flesh is stronger than the mind. So the Yetzirah was Nusgaber on his Seichel. He knows it's not right. He knows, you know, he's weak. V'yemachmas is almus menachovos hamutolov olav l'Hashem. This is what we call cognitive dissonance. Because he knows. And if he would dwell on it, this is what the Chiddush is. If he would dwell on it, he would probably be misgaber on the Yitzro. So he's misalim from it. He doesn't think about it. You know, that's called cognitive dissonance. He just busies himself with life. As I said, I talked about in shul. He busies himself and he's busy with everything. He's so busy he doesn't have time to think. So he doesn't think about it. His almus menachovos hamutalam al Hashem. So either ignorance or his gabrus of the Yetzer, or obliviousness, he ignores. The Yemachmos Chaverim Roam, reason number four is he's not in a good chevra. He has friends and he wants to be part of the crowd. Peer pressure. Peer pressure is a tremendous thing.
What is the reason for
why he sinned? Because he's saying that tshuva involves, if you fell through, you gotta make sure you don't fall again. Doing tshuva means getting back on your horse, but doing something that you don't fall off again. That's what he says. So, and now he goes through the reasons why he sinned. Could be ignorance, could be the Yetzirah got better, stronger than the Seichel, could be bad friends, it could be his obliviousness, so he doesn't want to think about it, so he doesn't think about it. This is not uncommon. It doesn't have to mean, psst, hey Yossel, come here. You want to? Bad friends means bad. They might not be bad people, but it means you're influenced by people who have different values, and maybe you live near them, and maybe there's no overt pitui. But there's a passive pitui where you feel you have to keep up with them, and therefore your whole life focuses on something else. Sometimes you're ashamed to do what's right. Kitzah, this is all. And he said this, v'chala doim alakach, so these are four reasons, and you have many other reasons, probably. Ka'omro b'niyim yifatucha chatoim al tovo. Don't get involved with people who are not up to your standards, with people who are not interested in the same values that you're interested in. So don't go with them. Okay. B'yitziyah mimishmas Hashem shnei sugim. There are two sorts of getting off the path of avodas Hashem. One is not doing an asay, and one is doing a lot. Im behimonus milasos mashe tziva Hashem lasoso this almo mimenu. He ignored it. Hashem said, "Do this, do this, do this, do that." He didn't. O basius mashe hizur Hashem milaso, something Hashem said not to do. The chavonos of the kachlamros pi Hashem, and he's rebelling, he's going against Hashem.
Couldn't do it without that kavanah.
What?
Couldn't do it without that
kavanah. He just said four reasons why a person would be chote. I guess he's talking about the two prototypes. Imoisa yitziyosu mi mishmas Hashem biznichas mashin etztav alasos b'levad. If he's going to say it's easier, easier. It's easier to do tshuva. If you didn't do something right, and what you have to do to climb back is you're mekabel to do whatever you got to do, then if you did something wrong. If you did something wrong, he's going to say you ingested poison into your system. If you didn't do an asay, so it's like you didn't eat enough, so you're weak. You didn't eat food, you didn't get enough nutrition into your spiritual system. So you got to catch up. You got to go on a regimen to pump up your system. But doing a lav is like you put in poison. And now we have a much bigger problem than just you're not eating enough, but now we have poison in the system. So he's going to say, "Emoisi yitziyoso mimashmas Hashem, this nichas, leaving over machin etztave, lasos belevad, haray oifen miloi chesrono," the way to fix that up, yiyeh, make sure you do that mice in particular and everything in Kabbalah's Gidri HaTshuva along with the other components of Tshuva Sharavoreim B'Sharazed. That's yet to come. We're going to get into the nitty gritty of the various components of the Tshuva process, but now he's talking very generally. You're going to do that, you're going to climb back on, you're going to fix up the Chesreinus. So that's all you have to do. You're missing something, quote unquote. I mean, it's hard enough as it is, but if you're missing something, you fill it up. V'moya adover basiyoso mashihizra Hashem yisadar v'yisromam olav not to do. Harei oifen miloi chavosoi, then what you have to do is tia bishomro milachzor l'chol sugei oso hamaisa. So then you have to go to an extreme. He's going to say soon, once you have poison in your system, you have to clean the system. You have to clean the system out. And once you have to clean the system out, the equivalent in Ruchnius Tikkun terms, he says, is avoiding anything that has a semblance to the chait you did. Meaning, whatever touches that same button of the chait you did, even though now it's in a form where it's not necessarily a chait, like going to the other extreme. because you have to rid your body of the poison that it ingested. The yinig b'hapcho in kabbalas kidri hatshuva tznoeho asher nevoreim l'kamam b'shara zem yitzah Hashem. V'moshe l'kach, what we're talking about is binyonim ativiyim in the natural world. Ba'odom shechol ha'gufo machlos ha'machol, he got sick because of food he ate. Im may he can get sick because shechod alecho mashabokiyum priuso. He didn't eat the right foods. He didn't eat enough of the foods that he's supposed to eat. Or vimimei shechol mashayziko. He ate something actually detrimental. He ate spoiled food. He ate poison. Something b'chiyuv not good for him. Not the way we say not good for you, but b'chiyuv, let's say spoiled food. He ate spoiled food. The kilko priuso and he got sick. So that's not a big deal. All he has to do is start eating properly. The body will catch up. He'll be back in the golden path, the proper, in the middle, the way the Rambam says. Now he'll have to maybe take in a little more, he'll have to eat vitamins, he has to build up his strength. Once his strength gets back up to par, so then he can eat normally. He doesn't have to, he just had to pump up there for a few weeks till he reaches his optimum weight, and then he can go back to normal. But if his body was had poison in it, then already, let's say, he had something spoiled. He can't eat anything that might give koach to the bacteria, to the poison in the system. He has to totally make sure that it has nothing to live on, the cells, whatever, and he gets rid of them. Any trace of a peanut in the other food, forget it. Even if you have a trace, he has to clean himself out. Again, until he gets better, then he'll be able to do the golden mean again. He'll be the perfect person, and the pasuk extols such a person. Okay, this is mamash what Rebbe says in Pirkei Avos. Kol shu tiferes lo yisaev, tiferes lo min adam. Okay, we'll stop here.